Cave surfers spread across the surface of the underground river like fireflies on the side of a jar. The narrow passage to Dalidge Falls had been peaceful enough, but as it widened, the elves heard the pounding of the falls. It was less a constant roar and more like the percussive crashing of monstrous waves on an island of stone. The song of the falls made the young lords nervous. But they were not alone in their concern.
"Please tell me, Master Jimmy," said Mr. Wallace.
"Tell me with your foresight that we're going to survive this fall."
"Wish I could," Jimmy replied, squinting so hard that a stack of wrinkles appeared at the corners of his eyes. "But I cannot see anything right now, not since the battlefield. I think I'm tired."
"You've done this before, haven't you, Flat Marshal Bryn?" asked Jet.
"Dozens of times," she replied.
All of her passengers relaxed a little, and then she added,
"But each time it's different."
"Great," said Johnny.
"Tighten the straps around your waist," Bryn commanded. "We're getting close now."
She leaned forward and plugged each of the torch cells with serrated pegs of crystal.
"This'll keep the torches dry for when we go under."
"When we go under?"
Johnny's eyes were as big as baseballs.
"At the bottom of the falls," Bryn explained,
as if it should have been common knowledge.
"Our momentum will carry us beneath the surface, but not far. These crafts are buoyant, and we will shoot up like dolphins."
"Okay,"
said Johnny.
"Are you sure you can't see what will happen, Jimmy?" asked Mr. Wallace.
"Not a thing," Johnny said, "and I don't know that I want to."
50 yards, said Gold Arrow. "Hold on tight."
"Ow, Kiri Lee," Tommy said, wincing.
"Not that tight. I think I'm bleeding."
"I'm sorry,"
Kiri Lee apologized, pushing strands of her straight black hair behind her ear.
"The falls, they terrify me."
Tommy swallowed.
"We'll be fine. Grimwarden knows what he's doing."
"Terrified?" Cat thought. "You can walk on air." She briefly attempted to read Kiri Lee's thoughts, but with no success. Cat didn't think she needed to anyway.
Of course she likes him. And of course he probably likes her. She's perfect. Perfect hair, perfect smile, perfect skin. Not a mutant like me.
Cat looked away from Tommy.
Well, he can have her, for all I care.
She stared straight ahead and wished she hadn't. The walls of the cavern funneled to an opening more than 50 yards wide. There, the underground river rolled over an edge only visible due to the contrast in color between the water and the deep vault of space beyond. Grimwarden's cave surfer was the first to arrive, and the current drew them relentlessly to the edge. Gold Arrow shifted in her seat and glanced often at Grimwarden. If the guardmaster noticed, he did not let on. He kept his eyes forward and continuously steered toward the left side.
"Lean back and hold on."
The point of the cave surfer went over the edge. The growl of the falls roared up. Their craft tilted down. And Tommy stared into a massive chute of turbulent water as the craft plunged into the yawning black mouth. Spray and chop pelted the craft and its passengers. Bouncing and careening against water and air currents, Tommy tried to scream, "We're all gonna die!" But the violence of the